That's a Friday staple around here. We do not know if Carrie Underwood is Irish or not, but we're going to claim her one way or the other, right?
It's Friday.
And who wouldn't claim Carrie Underwood, right? 7:41 on the St. Patrick's Day edition of Palmetto Mornings. 49 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Our friends with Tobacco Free York County Coalition, they're joining us here in the studio with results of a recent tobacco survey. We've got Aaron Paradiso, who's the Community Outreach and Educator Coordinator, as well as Dr. Dave Keeley, who is with Tobacco Free York County Coalition. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Keeley, let's just start, if we can, just at the base level, explaining briefly what Tobacco Free York County Coalition is all about, and let's dive into the results of this survey. Yeah.
The Tobacco Free York County Coalition is really about identifying and educating on the issues that how tobacco products really are harmful, particularly for our youth, but adults who are nicotine addicted. We really want to push the idea that tobacco products are nicotine addicting agents, and that's what the tobacco companies want. They want to assure their future consumers by getting young people addicted to nicotine.
So there was a survey done recently regarding a tobacco survey. Who did the survey? What was the focus of the survey, and obviously the results?
Yeah, we've done an evaluation of 195 tobacco retailers in New York County. We visited them. We looked at the advertising. We looked at pricing. We looked at product placement. And of those, we found that a high percentage sold flavored products. A high percentage sold menthol products. This being St. Patrick's Day, we call out the green. it turns out that 85% of Black Americans prefer menthol. And this is something that the tobacco companies have focused on for the past decade, and marketing in neighborhoods which are where the Black and brown households exist. So we're concerned primarily with this survey that something we need to push back. We need to protect our youth, and we need to push back against this amazing amount of marketing that the tobacco companies do. In South Carolina, they spend almost $200 million a year marketing their products. Yeah, and in the United States, it's $9.1 billion they spend marketing their products.
The tobacco industry as a whole?
As a whole.
I thought we had turned some sort of a corner when it comes to smoking, because it's so limited wherever you go. You rarely don't even see a no smoking. You rarely see a smoking section anymore, no matter where you go. Have we made some strides in that? Because it sounds like vaping now has overtaken what was once smoking.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Tobacco, smoke cigarettes are down, and particularly among youth, down to about 6-7%. But vaping is back up over 20%. So the total of tobacco product use in high school kids in York County is 27% of kids using a tobacco product, mostly vapes. You know, in 2009, Rock Hill, York County, passed the ordinance to remove the indoor smoke. And what we want to do is we want to push back against the tobacco companies by now passing an ordinance that would license tobacco retailers so that we know where they are, and we can visit them and really cut down on underage sales. 21 is now the official age for selling tobacco products as of December 2019. And so, there's just a lot of need to enforce underage sales, because 47% of kids get their tobacco products in a retail environment. You know, some is still going on the internet. Some older people are buying for younger kids, but almost half are kids that are getting their tobacco products, particularly vapes, in these retail stores.
So, Aaron, this might be a question for you. I feel like I have a teenage daughter at home, and so I feel like with the marketing, they're marketing it as a lifestyle or more of a healthy lifestyle, and not when we were talking about vapes. So how do we fight against that? What do we do?
Absolutely. And we've definitely touched a lot of that. Most of the role that I have in the coalition is looking at our online presence and our social media campaigns. And we take that and supplement all of the tabling and speaking events that we do as a coalition. And we're really trying to get in touch with those youth and figure out, where are we getting information about this? How are we, you know, how are we getting into it? And if you have a family history of smoking, is vaping being shown to you as an alternative and as a healthier means to get this nicotine? And we're really trying to figure out the best way to message and let you know that it's still a harmful thing, even if big tobacco, the big industry, is trying to market it as something that is not as harmful.
Yeah. Dr. Keeley, wasn't legislation passed the national level to kind of get away with like the fruity flavors when it comes to vaping, to kind of take that enticement away?
Yes.
From all people, especially young people, because they had like fun flavors and it made it look like it's okay. It's fun that you do
like
this.
Almost like candy.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have so many posts about, we just put one up about vape products that even are packaged to look like things like apple juice boxes and candy and snacks that you would eat and find in stores that are absolutely not harmful to you.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually been 10 years since the FDA passed a restriction on flavored marketing, particularly, you know, to underage folks. But unfortunately, there's a loophole, and that let menthol continue to be marketed. So now there are some efforts. And if we do local retail licensure, we would be able to tell our local retailers, you can't sell menthol to, you know, in certain situations, particularly, you know, to young people.
When you mentioned the pieces of legislation, so 21, you have to be 21 or older to buy
any tobacco product.
So cigarettes, a pack of cigarettes or vape pen is what they call it. Is that just in South Carolina or is that across the country?
That's nationwide now.
Nationwide, okay.
That was declared nationwide,
wow.
Yeah.
Explain vaping, if you can, quickly to our folks. I think we know what it is, but I don't think I fully grasp.
Yeah, a vape pen basically heats a liquid which has nicotine dissolved in it, and it heats it to be a vapor. And that's why it's called vaping. But really, it's an aerosol because it has other chemicals in it, and some are harmful. The chemical that's in antifreeze, propylene glycol, is actually in the aerosol. And so, you know, we have kids, you know, that are inhaling this, and it does damage to the respiratory tree. And we know that COVID was worse in kids and adults who were vaping. And then, you know, remember, but pre-COVID, we had the EVALI, we had the popcorn lung. So that's another way that vaping can be dangerous.
And we've been looking at the concentration, too, and one of the big things that we like to hit on is that one pod of those vapes is the same equivalent to whole smoked pack of cigarettes. So when you're looking at the concentration of the nicotine in those things, you also have to kind of keep that in mind.
Yep. So really, it's completely opposite of what they're spinning. I mean, they're spinning it as it's more healthy and it's a way to get, you know, stop smoking. And here it is, it's more
concentrated,
harmful.
Yeah.
We are lucky to have the Tobacco Free York County Coalition here in our backyard. Folks can follow you all on social media,
right?
Any other channels just to get tuned in. I know you work closely with like Keystone and the All On Board Coalition.
Right.
You work hand in hand with them. If this is something that you or your child is experiencing, reach out to Dr. Keeley and Aaron. Obviously, they're very knowledgeable and they want to help folks. And it's never too late, right, to quit.
Nope.
And you will turn those now lungs returning back to that healthy pink color that we want them to be. Dr. Dave Keeley, Aaron Paradiso with Tobacco Free York County Coalition, thank you very much.
Thank you
happy
so much.
St. Patrick's
thank
Day.
Thank y'all.